It's KRKO, Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits on this kind of screwy Monday stuck between a weekend and a holiday. And get ready to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow. And when you think of 4th of July, you go to hot dogs. And I have the most famous hot dog around here on the telephone. It is Frank the Hot Dog that you've seen out at the Everett Aqua Sox games. How's it going, Frank?
Doing well.
You know, a few weeks ago, I was at an Aqua Sox game. I'm sitting there, and as you do, you chat with fans around you. And I was talking to this guy, and he, after a while, said, "By the way, I'm Frank the Hot Dog." How do you become a hot dog?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that, Tim. The Aqua Sox were holding a job fair, and just one of those things where you go in and apply. I had a little bit of a acting background, applied. They reached out, they were like, "Well, we think you'd be a great candidate for it." And I was like, "Oh man, it'd be an honor to be Frank."
Well, for the little Vienna sausages listening right now, aspiring to be Frank the Hot Dog, what makes a good hot dog?
Going in and just having a good time, you know? Oh, it's Frank the Hot Dog. Oh, it's Frank the Hot Dog.
So, Frank, of course, it's 4th of July Eve. Besides avoiding Joey Chestnut at all costs, what does a hot dog do on the 4th of July?
Oh, well, the hot dog on 4th of July is going to be on the Everett Parade. So if you're looking for a Frank appearance outside of the ballpark, 11 a.m. on Colby.
Do you do autographs?
Oh, yeah. And I do have all five fingers going for me. Well, as my partner in crime, Webley, does not.
Well, I just want to get in a few words with you because it just made sense with 4th of July and hot dogs. So, and I saved all my puns for the very end. So, Frank, I hope this has been as bun for you as it has bun for me. Great to catch up. I've relished our time together. And I think the only thing that could top this would be chopped onions.
Wow, that was...
hurt myself.
That was a good one. That was a good one there, Tim.
You take care, and we will see you out at the ballpark and at the parade tomorrow.
We appreciate that, Tim.
He's dysfunctional. In a fun kind of way. Tim Hunter on KRKO.